On Monday night, while partisans of the United Party were celebrating the win of their standard bearer Ambassador Joseph Boakai, a vehicle plowed into the crowd causing several casualties. The situation went viral with Liberians demanding the government to bring the perpetrator to book. Police spokesman Moses Kato on Tuesday offered an update.
The incident, which took place about 10 p.m. yesterday evening, November 20, has now reported 3 deaths. Of those 3 deaths, 2 males, 1 female, as confirmed by medical doctors at the John F. Kennedy Medical Center. Police investigation established the cause of the incident was due to a vehicle operator running into some supporters of the Unity Party who were celebrating victory at their headquarters. The operator, alleged suspect Lawrence K. Williams, has been arrested and is undergoing investigation.
President-elect Boakai paid a visit to the John F. Kennedy Hospital, where the victims, who are his supporters, are receiving treatment and where family members also gather. Following the rounds, President-elect Boakai walked outside the hospital to meet with and express empathy with weeping family members.
This was very unfortunate, but we work with the doctors. Wherever we need help, we'll work with them. Those that have died, we'll work with their families too. This is something nobody planned, but we can assure you, anything we can do to help.
One of the women spoke on behalf of the affected families. She said one of the reasons they voted President Weah out of office was due to crimes with impunity. She hopes this will not happen in the Boakai administration.
As we speak, we hear everything. We believe in here that. Well, Papa, I'm begging you. They think we are really tired that we voted angry way. They shouldn't start as soon as possible. We voted angry because we don't want that. They think we want to make happy. Trust it. Our children, our brother, our auntie, we won't know. What if pull our car out there and open our car door and just roll into people? We won't know what happened.
The president-elect vowed that the matter will be investigated and that the police are already doing so. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nefsi in Monrovia, Liberia.